Back to the Future for you as far as, you know, going back with Ray? I mean, for a lot of these guys, it's a change, but for you, it'll be at least somewhat similar, I would think.
Yeah, very similar. Definitely great to see him back. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Ray. I love the way he coaches. So it's a lot of fun. It's nice that it's familiar, and you know, just knowing what to expect. He's a guy that just really respects you as a player, talks to you like a man, you know, and expects you to go get it done. And that's a lot of guys respond well to that. So,
hey, Paul, that's a just on a fashion note. That's a very business-like haircut. Hey. That you have going this
year. It's all business this year.
In the you know, in the pass rush game, everybody, whether it's you, whether it's the Browns or anyone else, says that you need the guy on one side and the guy on the other side, and they feed off each other to get to the quarterback. Is that the way you see it too?
There is an element of that for sure. The more guys that are excelling at that, the better. Everybody kind of feeds off each other in that way. So.
Do you expect that you'll be used differently this year than last year?
It seems like that's the way things are headed. Is more of a traditional, at least for me, a more of a traditional role. So.
When you see guys like Carlos and Dante released, did you think that you could have been on that list of guys?
I did. Yeah. I was definitely. I guess anticipating something and made me a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I was I'm loyal to this team and it's a lot of hard work that's been put in and I want to see that through and so I couldn't be more happy and excited to be here in the seat.
Have you told you that you're not going anywhere?
You know, those are discussions that I let my agent and those people take care of, but hey, I'm here right now, and this is where I'm planning on being come August. So.
When you say more of a traditional role, rush the passer, is that what it's back to that for you?
Yeah, I think it'll just be more of a traditional outside linebacker role where, you know, you're balanced in the run pass, you know, whether it's dropping coverage and rushing the passer, more of a consistent rushing the passer, dropping coverage seldomly. So more traditional in that sense.
Possibly being released. Carlos wound up with a team that's been in the playoffs, I think, the last 4 or 5 years in a row. This team looks like it's on a 2 or 3 year rebuild. Is there no part of you that might not want to get to it?
I believe that we're in a position to put ourselves exactly where we want to be in 2016. So there's nothing I want more than to be a part of that transition. So we've been working our tails off. Guys are putting a lot of hard work in. Coaches are enthusiastic. It's a very positive atmosphere right now. So I got to tell you, it's an exciting environment right now.
How difficult has these last couple of years been for you? You came here from a winning organization hoping to bring that with you, and it's not materialized, and you've gone through a lot of change in this short time. So how tough has that been for you professionally and even on a different level as a personal one?
Yeah, this is a career where, you know, you have to be able to react in a positive way, no matter the circumstances, or else you'll kind of just weed yourself out. So constantly coaches and, you know, I think a lot of players even harp on it that, you know, you got to be able to bounce back. And whether that's talking about a play or a season or, you know, whatever it is, you've got to be able to reset your mind and continue to work hard towards your goal that's right in front of you. And so really no part of me is considering anything besides what's in front of us right now.
Paul, this is now your fourth head coach in the NFL, right?
Yes.
What is different about Hugh Jackson from anyone else you've worked with?
Yeah, Hugh, he is one of the most consistently positive personalities I've ever been around. And that's player, coach, you know, whatever, you name it. He's a guy that just, you know, you hear the phrase, you know, light a fire within you, or, you know, that fire is more like a bonfire for him, and it's constantly constantly burning. And so that, in turn, you know, catches everybody else. And he's been able to really motivate me this year. And I think he's done it for a lot of guys. I just, there's a very strong sense in our meetings of how good we can be and you know, the positive direction that we're going. So I think that's where he's different. He's not only a extremely intelligent offensive mind and has done great things in that way, but he's just, you know, a motivating personality that is a constant. And it's not right before a game. It's not once a month, once a week. It's literally every day. And so that's inspiring to me for sure as a leader.
What have you seen from Mingo this offseason? What kind of potential does he still have?
Mingo's put on muscle, and he's Mingo's very consistent, despite what a lot of people may think. He is extremely smart. He always knows since he's been here, 2 to 3 positions. Very versatile guy in that way, and I'm excited for him. He's got a lot of upside, and you know, I think he's yet to be tapped into per se. As to what he can do and how versatile he may be able to be in different types of roles. So I'm excited for him.
Do you feel like in some ways there's almost a rejuvenation on the defense, because last year we had been hearing so many different things about, you know, there was turmoil and dysfunction and not everybody was on board with the whole program all the time. I mean, has that all kind of turned around? You guys all seem really genuinely excited about this.
Yeah, I think Ray, like I said before, is just he's a coach that just brings a consistency, and you know, he gives you a sense of wanting to be responsible to you and your teammates and each other, and I love his phrase is have a plan, and he applies that to everything in your life. And so I just think the message that he's given us is not only one of positivity and of growth and, you know, of looking forward to this year, but it's also of how to you know, live your life and how to be a good man and a good husband, father, you know, whatever it is. And so I really enjoy that about him, because it's, you're gaining a lot from, you know, all angles of it.
The other side of the ball, but Griffin's a pretty important guy in the team. So from that standpoint, what were your thoughts and what are your thoughts about him being here now?
Yeah, RG3's been I like to call him Robbie. But he's been just a positive guy, super down to earth, you know, very genuine, humble guy, and so we'll see how that goes. A lot of excitement about his athletic ability and what he can bring to the table. So I'm excited to see him get out there.
Did you cut your hair? Was there more to it than just it's all business? I mean,
I felt I was a little slower off the ball last year, so I was going to see if that could, you know, help me out a little bit. No, just wanted a fresh start, you know, just felt like I needed to just get back to my roots, you know.
And Ray did, you know, something similar.
He did.
You know, were you inspired in any way by him doing it?
Not necessarily. It got a lot of maintenance, you know. Just, I was like, I'm done with that. I'll let the ladies deal with that. So.
What did you say? You call him Rowdy?
Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie.
Something that he said and that Coach Jackson has said is that a quarterback needs a lot of confidence, and he's gone through a lot of difficulties the last few years. Is he a guy who walks in here with swagger? Does he walk like a starting quarterback?
I think so. I think, you know, from a young age, Robbie has been, you know, no, in all seriousness.
Does he allow you to call him?
No, everybody, you know, it's kind of just family, so we're all comfortable with each other. But, RG3, he's had a lot of attention on him since, you know, I'm sure he was in high school and maybe even before that. He's a guy that knows how to conduct himself, and he's a guy that knows how to, you know, respond well to teammates, and so I see him as a true professional and somebody that knows how to handle big situations, and some of those adverse situations that he's been through, I'm sure have instilled a lot of confidence in him moving forward. You know, those are times that you grow a lot. So definitely have a lot of good things to say about him. I've only been around him a short time, but just seems to be a good quality person.
One more. I know it's above your pay grade, or actually it's probably below your pay grade, but when you look at the draft next week, Do you just have any thoughts? Like, I hope we do this, or I'm kind of curious about this.
You know, to be honest, I don't read into that too much. I don't even watch enough college football to really know what would be an intelligent answer, so I'd rather not make myself look foolish.